Roswell?
When I came, after the pastor offered me the position for youth minister, I realized that I needed to relocate because I was living in Stockbridge. So after I prayed about it, I thought about it. I liked growing up here. I really did like growing up here because of the close-knitness. And then my family is here. So remember, you know, I told you I was in spiritual turmoil. So I was burned. And the comfort of family just sounded really, really good. And so it was actually the comfort of family that brought me back. But after I got here, I realized there's a work to be done. There's a work that needs to be done. So that's kind of what solidified the move for me. I said, okay, I'm just going to come back and work.
So do you think that this kind of family, close-knit atmosphere is what brings outsiders to Roswell?
I think it's the beautiful houses and the luxurious living. I think that's what draws them here, and what ends up happening is once they get here, they see that there is a closeness. And you know, the funniest thing is everybody in Roswell, the natives, are somewhat related somehow or another, you know, through men having babies by sisters and all that kind of stuff, you know, country living, because this was the country. This was the country. When I grew up here, everybody had their own garden, and a few folk had their own livestock. My Uncle Jack and Aunt Patsy had chicken and turkey. My Uncle William had one of the largest gardens, and then my great-grandfather had the largest garden, and his property is the property sits on now. He had the largest garden. He had cows and hogs. So for the most part, and then my Uncle Homer, he had a big tractor, and he would come and till everybody's soil for them at the proper season. And dirt roads, the streets that you walked on today, all this stuff was dirt roads. It was dirt roads, and that was in the 70s. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't that long ago. And I think what back then, somewhere along the way, we got so doggone far apart from each other and so separated. And after people started dying off the scene, our generation started seeing the need to connect with family. And as we started doing that, it has caused the blacks that have moved into this area to say, okay, now how are y'all related? Because what happens is they see all this hospitality that's coming from the people in this city, but that's just good old country folk. So I think they come here because of the hype and hoopla, the big and beautiful houses. But I think they stay here because of the hospitality, the warmth, that southern charm. It's here. It is here.
So if, let's say, someone moves to Roswell, would they have to, can you do everything in Roswell? Can you shop? Can you go to see some entertainment, whatever?
Sure, no. I can. Well, let me tell you this. There are things, because I left Roswell, there are things. Now, I have some family members that don't leave Roswell for nothing. But, and you know, like, you can bowl, you can go to the movies. There is some entertainment. Most of our entertainment is usually church-related, you know, the musicals and stuff. Somebody around here is always doing something. But the truth of the matter is, I can't even get a haircut in Roswell because I don't like the way the brothers cut hair up here, so I still go to Atlanta to get my haircut because I like the way